Hey there, loser. Did you think you weren't going to see me just because I missed the 10:30 lecture? Aw, too bad for you. I'm sure you probably had high hopes for your day, thinking that you'd get some peace and quiet to focus on your dumb nerd shit. Too bad for you, because I would never miss my chance to torment you. Now where are my notes? Yes, my notes that you graciously took down for me while I was off having a life. It's how you make yourself useful, you little waste of space. While the rest of us are sleeping off hangovers from actually enjoying our college experience, losers like you take notes for us and then give them to us so we can continue to have fun and lead fulfilling lives with the rest of the sorority. Excuse me? Oh, that is rich. You think I'd actually invite you to a sorority party just because you take some Western Civ notes for me twice a week? They would kick me out of the sorority if I invited a shrimp dick virgin like you. Really? This is the thing you grow a spine over? You've been a pushover since freshman orientation, and you're actually going to stand up to me on something you can't possibly defend yourself over? Alright, fine. Prove you have anything other than a micropenis. As far as I'm concerned, if you did, then you'd be slaying pussy, not dragons or whatever you do with your tabletop club pals. I'll humor you, but when it turns out that you're bluffing, I'm taking pictures and showing everyone to prove it. Deal? This day just keeps on getting better. Alright, whip it out, virgin. Let's not waste any time. I've got the camera ready and everything. That's it? I mean, it's borderline average. So, I guess you were right that it's not a literal micropenis. But, come on! You thought I was going to be impressed by this? I'm mad it's not even smaller, actually. I could have shown pictures of it to my sisters and made them laugh. The fuck you mean? It's still soft. Of course it's still soft. What difference does that make? You're a grower. Ugh. Don't just make shit up. Look, to a size queen like me, you're still small. You want me to prove it? Fine. Oh, don't complain. I'm just being efficient. You should be grateful I'm even willing to touch your tiny dick. I never usually waste time with small cocks like this, but I'm assuming you'll come in a minute or less. You are a virgin, right? There's no way you're going to last. Much less get any... bigger? What the hell? It's like twice the size it was. Oh, whatever. Don't look so fucking smug, you little virgin. It's still not big, just average. And even if it was a goddamn summer sausage, it won't matter when I prove you're a premature ejaculator. You probably only held on because you've got a death grip on syndrome or whatever, from jerking off to prawn every night. I bet you won't survive 5 seconds in a real pussy. What pussy did you think I was talking about? Of course I meant mine. Get on the bed, loser. This doesn't count as losing your virginity, by the way. I'm only putting the tip inside me. I guarantee that's all I'll need. I'm doing being this reverse cowgirl so I don't have to look at your stupid face or I'll make you fail. Shut the fuck up! What does a virgin know about real pussy anyway? I'll have you know, I always get this wet. It has nothing to do with you, and it certainly does not mean you're hung. Get ready to come in 5 seconds, loser. What? Of course I didn't lose track of time. I just... I'm not starting the count until I start moving. And why the fuck would you be smug about lasting more than 5 seconds? You think that's some kind of accomplishment? If I wasn't determined to... keep you a virgin, then I'm sure you would have emptied your balls already. Hey, you son of a bitch! I didn't say you could move! Stop fucking moving! I am not gripping the sheets because you're too big for me! This doesn't feel good at all! not for being a virgin. If me bullying you makes you fuck me that hard, I want to come to some sort of arrangement. You keep taking my notes for me. I keep mocking you. You let off some steam every now and then, preferably inside me. Because goddamn, I am going to be leaking your cream pie for a week. What? You were serious about that? Ugh. Fine. I'll invite you to parties too. I'm not gonna introduce you as my boyfriend or anything. But we are going to keep having you dick me down with that giant cock of yours, right? Good. It's totally worth not being able to sit for a couple of days.